These wars were the crucible of our modern history. For out of the fires of these wars came, eventually, a genuinely parliamentary monarchy. But of course, no one understood that at the time. No one was reading from a script which commanded, "Go forth and be democratic." So when the 24-year-old Charles became king, no one in their right mind could possibly have imagined a war between Parliament and the Crown. No succession in over two centuries had been as settled or as unthreatened. Charles may have been smaller than life, long-faced, painfully formal, private to the point of being secretive, a stickler for decorum, as cool, as still, and as pallid as marble. But to many, this was actually rather a welcome contrast with his father, James, who'd been loudmouthed, pedantic, and uncouth. But from the beginning, for those who were paying attention, there was something ominously distant about this small man on a big horse, too lofty to bother with a coronation procession, a man who believed that kings were little gods on earth. Charles saw himself as the father of the nation, and like any 17th century father, he thought he was responsible for the well-being of his family, but in return he expected to be strictly obeyed.